That's the spirit.
Good afternoon, Professor Peter Lynham. Are you there, Peter?
Trippy.
Has he put us on hold?
And now we find ourselves in the...
He's ringing us?
Where the crap are we zone?
How embarrassing. I guess this is where I tell everyone about my spiritual beliefs and where I stand on everything.
Or you can just turn up this can and we can...
I believe I'm somewhere between atheist and agnostic, but I haven't quite decided.
Hang on. Let me just do this.
What do you need to do?
I'm turning my mic off and I'm going to ring the phone.
Okay. Yeah, you could do that. Okay, well, there's a few things that we could do. What I'm going to do right now, though, now I've got this time, I'm going to tell everybody about the 95BF and Gold event that we've got this Friday, I do believe. We've been on air for 50 years. Come celebrate half a century with us, 95BFM, at the Power Station, February 15th, thanks to Smooth Drinking Southern Comfort and Deep Creek Brewing Company. Beast Wars, Coco Solid, Miss June, the original True School Hip Hop Show, whole heap of MCs throwing down. It's going to be quite an evening. Go to 95BFM.com/gold for more info. And you get a cheaper ticket with your Simplicity B card as well. So come and see us on Friday. We will also be broadcasting from the Corner Store, the drive show. So pop in and see us. There will be BFM beer there. It's going to be a fucking good time, but right now... That's the spirit with Peter Lynham.
Are you there, Peter?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry,
I'm pretty sure I was misbehaving.
I'm pretty sure it was completely John's fault.
Okay.
Now, Peter, you've been down in Christchurch over the weekend.
I have been in Christchurch in scalding hot weather.
Oh, was it scalding
for the
hot?
The most intriguing event, the consecration of an Anglican bishop.
What is consecrating?
So consecrating is where all the bishops lay hands on the head of the person who's been chosen to be the new bishop. And at that point, the sort of magic works. And
all at once? Or is it one at a time?
John, consecrate, please.
All simultaneously. Yeah. Quite a dramatic affair.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular occasion, this is the person who's to be the ninth, well, now is the ninth bishop of Christchurch, which is not many in 170 years, is it, really?
So it's obviously the type of role you get in and you wedge your feet right in there and you stick around right to the bitter end.
Well, probably not as much as the popes do. Most of those bishops retired. The popes, only one has ever retired in 2000
true.
Years.
They like it there, don't they? The
Vatican. Yeah, that's right. Anglican bishops believe in a better lifestyle than popes, obviously.
Mm.
Or perhaps it's not as good a lifestyle, I suppose, depending on your point of view. So it was a really interesting affair because the first part, this consecration bit, was done in the Christchurch Boys High School auditorium, which seems an odd place to hold it. But I guess that there's not a lot of options
the
around
earthquake.
In Christchurch at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the second part, they held in front of the ruined cathedral. This was the putting the person into the office.
So the facade, and so that still had the vibe for picture ops.
It was an astonishing picture op,
yeah,
with this ruined cathedral in the background with the front wall fallen off.
Oh, you're talking about metaphors?
And looking into where the pigeons are sort of nesting inside the building.
Ooh.
And here are rows of bishops in their brilliant red robes and putting the person into position and giving him the certificates of office while all around... you've got the Wizard of Christchurch wandering around doing his own private thing.
I was just thinking about the Wizard of Christchurch.
He
would have looked like the leader of the whole pack.
Yeah, that's right. So it was just exotic, to say the least. It was really very interesting. I greatly enjoyed the occasion. And then it ended up with, for the elect few, and I sneaked an invitation, I hadn't originally been invited, to the afternoon tea at Christ College afterwards. Ooh. In the very grand circumstances.
Any music?
Club sandwiches?
No.
Choir boy situation?
No, but there were choir boys in their little ruffs around their neck singing at the installation in the square, and there was another choir and a gospel band.
Oof.
In the morning. So it was a diverse sort of occasion because the church has to cope with a great variety of people.
Was there any did you ask about snacks, John? Was there any snacks around?
It's
a long day.
There were great snacks at lunchtime.
Oh, cheese rolls?
Really, really excellent. But you've got to bear in mind they were in a scorching Christchurch day.
No fridges.
Lot hotter than Auckland. Mm. And so it was an occasion that was wearying.
A couple of melted melopus, so to speak.
Right, that's right, yes, because hot weather does the worst thing for snacks. Yes, and even club sandwiches become a bit curled up.
Now, Peter, how did you sneak yourself an invitation to this? I thought, are you on the sort of guest list for most of these?
Maybe that's why they cut the crusts off them, though.
So he's actually an old friend, so it was kind of nice to see it happen. It was also, sorry, you know, I kind of like occasions because it gives you a flavour of what's going on.
Yeah, well, yes. You get to meet the community, don't you? And
So it was, because the thing to admit is that at the Anglican Church, like most things in Christchurch, is just severely smashed around by the terrible conditions of the earthquake. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've lost goodness knows how many churches. I think it's 15 out of 70, and I heard the bishop preach then on Sunday morning before I caught the plane back, and he said in the previous watch, the previous bishop had reduced the number of churches from 70 to 60 surviving units, even though they haven't got buildings, some of them haven't got buildings, and he reckons he'll close down another 10.
Oh, wow.
Because that's the toughest of the time. You just economically can't afford to run these things. And he said the average age of his congregations was such that some needed to be closed down.
Right.
Some pretty blunt talking there, actually.
So that, just back to that cathedral, though. Yes. Just because I'm interested in that, it's quite a gnarly building. And the facade is still there, right? So what have they kind of like just sort of structurally made it mint and then building another building behind it? Or what's the
vibe? Well, no, this is the incredible thing. There's a huge fight in the Anglican Church in Christchurch about what to do in the future. The previous bishop wanted it to be bulldozed down and replaced by a modern building. This new bishop, Peter Carroll is his name, Bishop Peter, that's a grand name, has always been generally in favour of rebuilding. The only problem is they've got to find $100 million and the insurance only came to $40 million.
Wow.
And so over the last few years, with the Synod saying it would rebuild, the City Council and the government and our taxes will help get nearer to filling the void. But it was quite interesting because he made a speech in front of the Mayor of Christchurch and the MP for Christchurch City, Megan Wood, who's also the Minister for Christchurch Rebuilding, stating quite explicitly that they were now going to work together on the rebuilding, and there was a bit of fence mending was going on in this event. It was
interesting.
It was really interesting. The other thing that I found intriguing was, you know, I come from the South Island, and I always reckon that the South Island is miles behind the North in terms of awareness of Taha Māori.
Right.
But the service, especially the first one, was laden with Māori symbolism, and they had the Māori bishop preaching, and very, very large parts of the, you know, the service included Māori. I wonder if the South Island is changing and catching up to the North Island at the moment. I think that might be the case.
I'd like to think that there's a more of a consciousness about, especially with the language being more widely spoken, you know, around medias.
I think that's right. I think
so that would reach out into the sort of the smaller provinces a lot more, wouldn't it? You know?
Yeah. The other really interesting thing was there was three representatives of other churches on the stage, and they didn't do the magic stuff because they hadn't got the magic, I understand. Well, one has got the magic. That's the Catholic Bishop of Christchurch was there on the stage. So, I mean, because he's got the magic from the Pope's hands in the end. But he was not allowed to do that on an Anglican bishop.
You subscribe to this particular style of magic that these bishops employ, Peter?
Not particularly, as you might have gathered from my slight cynicism and my reference to it.
I'm picturing like a crystal ball like levitating between a couple of hands and quite a drapey wizard's leaf.
But it is a very dramatic moment because they invoke the Holy Spirit to come down upon this occasion, and it's this tremendous rush.
That's risky, because it's like, come down here, but what if the Holy Spirit's a bit pissed off? Come down here, but be cool. We've got, like, avocado sandwiches and that.
Yes. And it's done and stuff. The other very intriguing thing, finally, I guess, that, you know, Anglicans vary a bit in their approach to how much ceremony they have. Now, this bishop is committed to minimal, fancy stuff. Mm-hmm. His robes were the robes of the 19th century. not of the 20, not of the sort of grand glamorous century, and he does not do all these fancy crossing himself here, there, and everywhere. Not once. He subscribes. Remember that Christchurch diocese has been very sharply divided, and there's, you know, various parts of it have split away because they're anti-gay. And he, interestingly, is clearly going for a very low church approach that he hopes will hold the ones who want to split away and make them stick with the true blue Anglican church.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Stick together.
All very tricky.
All right. Hey, Peter, thank you very much for that in-depth
your special reporter
review.
Thank you very much, mate. Always a pleasure. We'll catch you next Monday.
Excellent. Very good. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.